Greetings once again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and I'm bringing you the next two episodes of our Samuel in September series. This morning I am broadcasting from our remote studios on St. Philip Drive in Lexington, Kentucky. It's a lot like our Arthur Studios. We've got the candle going. Actually, we've got the double wick love candle going. Says on it, love more, worry less. Guess that's why it's got two wicks. We've got the monks, as you can tell, chanting, we have seen the true lights. And even here in Lexington, we've got the kava. Kava tea with a splash of milk. And we've got two more episodes for you. Episodes 54 and 55 on this September 28th. Remembering where we left off yesterday on your Sabbath, we had an episode 52 where David ends up marrying Abigail, Nabal's wife. And in episode 53, David again has the chance to kill Saul, and he doesn't. And him and Saul have a long discussion, and Saul has another epiphany about David. And they leave each other on good terms this time, with Saul knowing what the future holds. And Saul says to David, blessings on you, my son David, you will do heroic deeds and be a great conqueror. And David went away, and Saul returned home. And that brings us to episode 54. Episode 54 is chapter 27, verses 1 through 12. That's the whole chapter. Chapter 27 of 1 Samuel, episode 54, David among the Philistines. But David kept thinking to himself, someday Saul is going to get me. The best thing for me to do is escape to the Philistines. Then Saul will stop hunting for me, and I will finally be safe. So David took his 600 men and their families and went to live at Gath, under the protection of King Achish. David brought his two wives along with him, Ahinoam of Jezreel, and Abigail of Carmel, Nabal's widow. Word soon reached Saul that David had fled to Gath, so he stopped hunting for him. One day David said to Achish, if it is all right with you, we would rather live in one of the country towns instead of here in the royal city. So Achish gave him the town of Ziklag, which still belongs to the kings of Judah to this day. And they lived there among the Philistines for a year and 4 months. David and his men spent their time raiding the Geshurites, the Jerzites, and the Amalekites, people who had lived near Shur along the road to Egypt since ancient times. David didn't leave one person alive in the villages he attacked. He took the sheep, cattle, donkeys, camels, and clothing before returning home to see King Achish. Where did you make your raid today? Achish would ask. And David would reply, against the south of Judah, the Jerahmeelites and the Kenites. No one was left alive to come to Gath and tell where he had really been. This happened again and again while he was living among the Philistines. Achish believed David and thought to himself, "By now the people of Israel must hate him bitterly. Now he will have to stay here and serve me forever." And that concludes episode 54. As we move on to chapter 28 and episode 55, Saul consults a medium. And episode 55 is chapter 28, verses 1 through 25. Chapter 28, 1 through 25. About that time, the Philistines mustered their armies for another war with Israel. King Achish told David, "You and your men will be expected to join me in battle." "Very well," David agreed. "Now you will see for yourself what we can do." Then Achish told David, "I will make you my personal bodyguard for life." Meanwhile, Samuel had died, and all Israel had mourned for him. He was buried in Ramah, his hometown. And Saul had banned all mediums and psychics from the land of Israel. The Philistines set up their camp at Shunem, and Saul and the armies of Israel camped at Gilboa. When Saul saw the vast Philistine army, he became frantic with fear. He asked the Lord what he should do, but the Lord refused to answer him, either by dreams or by sacred lots or by the prophets. Saul then said to his advisors, "Find a woman who is a medium, so I can go and ask her what to do." His advisors replied, "There is a medium at Endor." So Saul disguised himself by wearing ordinary clothing instead of his royal robes. Then he went to the woman's home at night, accompanied by two of his men. "I have to talk to a man who has died," he said. "Will you call up his spirit for me?" "Are you trying to get me killed?" the woman demanded. "You know that Saul has expelled all the mediums and psychics from the land. Why are you setting a trap for me?" But Saul took an oath in the name of the Lord and promised, "As surely as the Lord lives, nothing bad will happen to you for doing this." Finally, the woman said, "Well, whose spirit do you want me to call up?" "Call up Samuel," Saul replied. When the woman saw Samuel, she screamed, "You've deceived me. You are Saul." "Don't be afraid," the king told her. "What do you see?" "I see a god coming up out of the earth," she said. "What does he look like?" Saul asked. "He is an old man wrapped in a robe," she replied. Saul realized that it was Samuel, and he fell to the ground before him. "Why have you disturbed me by calling me back?" Samuel asked. "Because I am in deep trouble," Saul replied. "The Philistines are at war with us, and God has left me and won't reply by prophets or dreams, so I have called for you to tell me what to do." But Samuel replied, "Why ask me if the Lord has left you and has become your enemy? The Lord has done just as he said he would. He has taken the kingdom from you and given it to your rival, David. The Lord has done this because you did not obey his instructions concerning the Amalekites. What's more, the Lord will hand you and the army of Israel over to the Philistines tomorrow, and you and your sons will be here with me. The Lord will bring the entire army of Israel down in defeat." Saul fell full length on the ground, paralyzed with fright because of Samuel's words. He was also faint with hunger, for he had eaten nothing all day and all night. When the woman saw how distraught he was, she said, "Sir, I obeyed your command at the risk of my life. Now do what I say, and let me give you something to eat so you can regain your strength for the trip back." But Saul refused. The men who were with him also urged him to eat. So he finally yielded, got up from the ground, sat on the couch. The woman had been fattening a calf, so she hurried out and killed it. She kneaded dough and baked unleavened bread. She brought the meal to Saul and his men, and they ate it. And then they went out into the night. And that concludes our Samuel in September series today, episodes 54 and 55. Tomorrow is September 29th, and Wednesday, our middle Sabbath, is September 30th, the last day of our Samuel in September experience. So we have 4 episodes left, 2 tomorrow and 2 Wednesday. And then we'll have a grand discussion group Wednesday night to soak it all in and share it around and feel the Spirit connect us and talk about what God is saying to us today in this singular book of 1 Samuel. But until then, may you have a blessed Monday. May the God of all creation shine the light of faith upon you and all your family, all your neighbors and the whole community, the nation that you live in, and the world that you inhabit. And today, just for today, may we build up a little bit more of the coming kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen.